Hello, everybody. I'm Danny Finkelman, and this is The Danny Finkelman Show. For the next hour or so, more of that wonderful music from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, especially for you. And as I check the hand-printed playlist here, I see we've got the Monotones, Johnny Nash, Clarence Carter, The Willows, The Righteous Brothers, all coming up. But to kick things off, here is number 7 from April of 1966, The Capitals and Cool Jerk. The Capitals and Cool Jerk from 1966. So, a while back, driving down a main artery in Toronto, Jarvis Street, which I've driven for the last, 40 years, and pretty well every business day, every Monday through Friday, and I came to King Street, which is a well-known Toronto street, and they have a red light camera. Now, a red light camera is, they have to let you know that there's a red light camera there. They can take a picture of cars as they, a moving picture as you go through the intersection. And if you are caught going through a red light, fine. You get a fine. Not fine, you are fined. They send you a ticket in the mail with the picture of you in the intersection when the light turns red, goes from green to amber to red. And yours truly. There are three going downtown for me. It doesn't matter what the intersections are. In all these years, I've never paid any attention to the sign. They let you know at every intersection where there is a red light camera that there is one there. So I get this summons in the mail. It shows my car in the intersection. You were in the intersection, and it tells you exactly what you've done. And there's no way around it. They've got the picture. They've got you. And the only good thing about it is there are no points off your driver's license because they don't know who's driving the car. You know, could be your kid brother driving the car. And you know what the fine is, folks, here in Toronto? It's on the nose. There's no 99 cents at the end of it. It's $300 for going through the back of my car, being caught in the intersection. So I didn't even think about it. I just wrote a check. Things like that, you just get rid of it as fast as possible. You don't even think about it. You just do it so it doesn't gnaw at you forever. But it's all about revenue generation. This is all about revenue generation. I've read that there was a protest against these red light cameras in Chicago. And there's one way of solving, if they really care about the tail of your car, the back seat of the car being in the intersection when the light turns green, they really care about something like that. They really want to give you a chance. All they have to do is make the amber part of the signal 1 second longer. It's usually 4 seconds. Make it 5 seconds, because sometimes you are coming up to an intersection fast, you know, at the speed limit, and you don't know, well, should you slam on your brakes or not? You go through. All they would have to do is make the amber 1 second longer. Who would care? Nobody would care. Yes, the city would care, because at that point, they wouldn't get the $300 from Danny Finkelman and others. Anyway, that's enough about that. One other thing about traffic, but not until we hear Billy J. Kramer and from number 7 from April of 1964. Here he is with Little Children.
And if you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter. If you're quiet, like you ought to be, and keep the secret with me. I wish they would go away, little children. Now why ain't you playing outside? Asking you can't fool me, 'cause I'm gonna know if you hide and try to peep. I'm gonna treat you to a movie. Stop your giggling, children, do be nice, like little sugars and spice. You saw me kissing your sister, you saw me holding her hand. But if you snitch to your mother, your father won't understand. I wish they would take a nap, little children. Now why don't you go bye-bye? Go anywhere, little children. Go up the stairs, me and your sister, we're going steady. How can I kiss her when I'm ready to, with little children like you around? I wonder what can I do around little children like you.
Billy J. Kramer and Little Children from 1964. One more thing about cars and traffic. They have speed limits in this town, in Toronto, that are ridiculous. When I come down here to do the show on what's called the Bayview Extension, it's just like a highway, folks, and it's not crowded when I come down to here. They've got 60K on it. It's ridiculous. That's 40 miles an hour on basic freeway. The other, It's a mini autobahn. That's exactly what it is. And that the reason for that is revenue generation. They just want to grab you and fine you. That's just to keep the coffers full. But that's what snarls traffic in this town, because speed limits are so low and defensive driving is so important. Defensive driving. In Europe, it's alert driving. You pay attention, but the speed limits are reasonable. So they keep the traffic moving. Anyway, that's strictly a big city item, and so we'll leave it at that. And here are the exciters in number 4 from December of 1962. Tell 'em. The Exciters and Tell Him. Remember when life was simpler, when there just was, can you get me a bandage, please? We remember when bandages were simple. I was in a drugstore the other day looking for bandages. Here's the assortment. Well, we had square ones and we had round ones, you know, that was in a special package. Now, listen to this. Now, antibacterial plastic, that's one. Flexible fabric bandages. Advanced blister bandages. Fast healing blister bandages. Foam bandages. Clear waterproof bandages. Tough bandages. Fabric dressing strip bandages. It goes on and on and on. There were like 20 different kinds of bandages. What is this? What's happened? What do we need all this stuff for? You know, can I have a bandage, please? I got a little cut in my finger. Okay. There was that one size that was pretty well covered everything. Here are the Righteous Brothers in number 1 from December of 1964. You've lost that lovin' feelin'.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tender You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love. No welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
The Righteous Brothers, and You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' from 1964. Getting back to Bandages for one second here, what I was really meant by all that listing of types of bandages that you can buy now and just confuses you is that it means they want to sell you, instead of one box with an assortment of bandages, they want to sell you 14 boxes or 24 boxes. I mean, if you buy the box of advanced blister bandages, how many advanced blisters are you going to have in your life? You're going to use two of the 25 advanced blister bandages, and then you're going to put them away, and it's just clutter. All right, now here are the Willows, and number 62 from April of 1956, Church Bells May Ring.
Church Bells May Ring. Bells may ring, and surely
The Willows in the original version of Church Bells May Ring. What do you think of these destination weddings? You know, I've never been invited to one, but I've heard about them where the bride and groom-to-be, the betrothed, decide to, even though they live in Saskatoon, decide to have their wedding on some beach in California or something, you know. Come on. This is ridiculous. You know, all I know is that the two people who have a destination wedding, they expect you to fly to a wedding, to get to a wedding. I don't care who they are. It can be my brother or sister. Why do I want to go out and indulge them out there? Yeah, what about the Queen of England? Exactly. She got married in Westminster Abbey, close by, downtown. You know, destiny. It shows you that those two people deserve each other. They're egomaniacal and they're inconsiderate to have a wedding that far away and expect their friends and relatives to show up. Golly. Thank goodness. I've never been invited. Yeah, you can play my way. You can fly me down. You can put me up in a hotel for a couple of nights. Fine. Then I may, you know, travel and I, we're not on the best of terms, but forget it. It's an insult. Here's Clarence Carter in number 6 from July of 1968, Slip Away.
What would I give for just a few moments? What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. Oh, I need you so. Love, oh love, how sweet it is. Tell you something now, how sweet it is. Now I know it's wrong, the things I ask you to do, but please believe me, darling, I don't mean to hurt you. But could you just slip away without him knowing you're gone? Then we could meet somewhere, somewhere where we're both are not known. And just can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. I need you so. Oh, can you slip away, baby? See you right now, darling. Can you slip away now, baby? 'Cause I got to see you. I feel a deep burning.
Clarence Carter and Slip Away. With everybody downloading everything these days, all music is downloaded. You'd never hear of anybody going out and buying CDs. The only people, did I mention this before on the show, that I know someone in that end of the business says the only genre where they still buy CDs, country and western. That's the only genre where they still buy the CDs. I'm just wondering what the impact will be when there is no kind of physical remnant of the music. It's not in a box somewhere. It's not on a, it's out there. It's in the cloud. It's in the ether. It's in the ether, and you know, you can't grab it, you can't hold it. It's on one device that you happen to lose, or one computer that you throw away, or the hard drive that's gathering dust over here. You just wonder where the if throughout the years the good stuff has stuck. The good stuff has stuck, and I just don't know if it's going to stick now. Without some sort of physical remnant of the stuff, it gets lost. It'll be in a museum, maybe. Yeah, and then it'll take you forever to get it out if you want to do something with it. Let's bring back the CD. Here is Sam and Dave. Let's bring back the 45. Let's bring back the 78. Here's number two from Sam and Dave of September of 67, Soul Man. Sam and Dave and Soul Man. Musician Doug Riley, who is a friend of mine and an associate of mine with on Finkelman's 45s, the old show, died in August of 2007 at age 62. Doug played piano and the B3 Hammond like nobody else. And he put together all those shows that we taped at the Montreal Bistro with the singers kind of to meet our CanCon objectives. He put the band together, chose the vocalist, arranged all the music. He was tremendous. He was a quiet man, Doug was. He was respected and loved by everyone I know who was touched by him. Doug wasn't famous because he didn't care one iota about fame. He just wanted to play. He couldn't have cared less about being well known. I could go on about him. no question, he was a musical genius. He arranged an album for Ray Charles when he was in his teens. The rumor had it that, I never asked him, but that Aretha Franklin wanted him as her musical director to go on the road, but he just wasn't interested at that point in his life to go on the road. He left a huge hole in music in Toronto, another musician said, and he's absolutely right. Doug could do anything. He could out country pianist. He could outsoul soul people. Classical music, it didn't matter. He loved everything. As he said, I am not a musical snob. I remember him saying that. There was either good or bad, period. To give you an example of what he could do, he did a stride piano CD with two other stride players, but this is the first tune on the album. It's just Doug with Crazy Legs. We're going to listen to that, and then after that, there's the tune It Takes Two from one of the Montreal sessions. We'll play that as well. We'll play them back to back, and Doug is on piano on that, of course, too. And he arranged and put that one together. One of the things Doug would say, you know, when I bring him a list of tunes that he could select from for those Montreal Bistro evenings, I remember when we did our world tour, our three-day world tour, he did that. And I said, should we try this song? And he said, oh, no, there's not much to that one. And he was absolutely right. I mean, he just knew what tunes had a lot to them and what tunes didn't. So anyway, we're going to listen to Crazy Legs with Doug Riley on piano, just showing you his stride piano skills. He could do anything. And then It Takes Two from one of the Montreal sessions. Here they are. Matty Willis, Neil Donnell, and It Takes Two. Doug Riley's arrangement and Doug, of course, on piano. I love those concerts that we did at the Montreal Bistro. We did just three of them, but they were very productive. And we played a lot of that music for many, 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 many years, and we'll continue to play it here. Doug Riley, he will be missed. I don't know if in your neck of the woods if you've seen this, but we see it here. I see it here. I've seen it a lot over the last year. Last winter, it really started. Runners wearing shorts. That's right. In winter, going out for a run with a sweatshirt and all that stuff, maybe earmuffs, but wearing shorts. And I can't believe it. I don't know what that's about. Is that like Iron Man stuff that they are showing just how tough they are and handling the elements? I just think it's a madness. Like, why would anybody do that? Why are you wearing shorts in winter? Somebody who does that, I don't value their judgment on any matter, and I don't want their opinion on anything because they're nuts. There is no point to it. It's a fashion. It's some like weirdo fashion statement that they're making, and I'm not quite sure how they explain it, but they do it. You know, it's like going out with a Coke bottle attached to your head. It makes the same kind of sense to me as taking a Coke bottle and taping it to your head when you go out for a walk. Or what about sandals, too, outside during the winter? I haven't seen that. It's just the shorts. And I said, what is this nut bar doing? All right. Now, number five from March of 1962. Here, Jay and the Americans and She Cried.
And when I told her I didn't love her anymore, she cried.
Jay and the Americans, and She Cried. I don't know what it's like where you live, but where I live, here's how the garbage pickup works. 1 week, it's paper, plastic, recyclables. The next week, it's other. But each week, you throw out, you have a special container for your organics. You know, meat, bones, banana peels, dog poop, all that kind of stuff. And they come by and pick that up with a special truck. So each Wednesday at our house, it'll either be recyclables 1 week and other the next, and a smaller plastic container of organics. Two different trucks. Why do they do this? It's feel good stuff. It doesn't make any sense to send another truck down at an enormous cost for feel good stuff. It all ends up kind of going into the same place. It makes very little difference. I am not a good sorter. You know, sometimes some of this plastic stuff, someone in my family will say to me, "Oh, by the way, those strawberry containers are no longer recyclable. They can go into the other garbage." Oh, okay. And what about these bottles? And what about these cans? You know, you have to take a course. There should be a course in garbage sorting for the individual homeowner just so they can be compliant. It's all about compliance these days, folks, being compliant. It's ridiculous. In New York, they've given up on it. They put everything in the same garbage and it goes to the landfill and that's it. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The number of square miles of landfill that would have to be used on the planet, given the population increases for the next 500 years, is 25 square miles. That's it, total. They've done the arithmetic, it's 25 square miles. And we're worried about where the banana peel is going. It can't go with the rest of the garbage. And I get confused. I have to always ask, is it other this week or is it recyclables this week? I never can get it straight. Now here's Johnny Nash in number one from September of 1972. I can see clearly now. Johnny Nash, and I can see clearly now. So with the garbage, there should be, of course, any new homeowner should be required to take the course. So along with things like dental technician, data processor, there has to be a course in residential garbage planning. So you know what goes in what box or what container. It's funny, you know. I think the politicians kind of understand that it's a ruse, but to get elected, you have to support it. All right. Up next, here are the Monotones in number five from March of 1958, The Book of Love.
I wonder who wrote the Book of Love. Who wrote the Book of Love?
Chapter 2, you tell her you're never, 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 ever going to part. In Chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In Chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who
wrote the book of love.
Who
wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says to love her, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her, you never, 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 ever gonna part. In Chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In Chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love?
The Book of Love, the Monotones. Folks, I go to Florida for a little while each winter. And where we go, there's a car wash on a main drag. And I've never visited this car wash, but I had my car down there last year. And I always noticed this car wash was busy. It was on the street. So you'd go in around the back and you'd come out. And then in front, there were always these guys working, detailing the car, you know, wiping the windows, wiping the inside of the doors, doing the bumpers, or just taking claws, just working, working, working. So I decided to get a car wash there. And I go in and the wash is $9.98 or something. I think that's okay. So the car goes through the wash and comes out, and they wait for a spot to put the car in front. And then one guy starts working on the car. He starts wiping it. He goes over the left and right fenders each 6 times. He goes over the trunk 8 times. He goes over the mirrors, each mirror 6 times. I'm looking at my watch here. It's 15 minutes, folks. I kid you not. It's 15 minutes, and all the other people are standing around. But this place is busy all the time. And I said, well, this is, I don't know what this is. I know it's a waste of time because you take your car out and it gets dust on it immediately. Why are they doing this? After 15 minutes, I'd had enough. I had the courage to walk over to the car and say, excuse me, but I think my car is clean enough and I'm in a rush. I got to be someplace. And I handed him $5 and I said, can I go now? He said, have a nice weekend. And that was it. It was just mind-boggling to see this. I just wanted a car wash and then you can clean the inside for a minute in Toronto, or a minute and a half or 2 minutes. I was at 15 minutes and I said, I've had enough. All right. Now here's Johnny Mercer. He wrote the lyrics and he sings it. Here he is with Glowworm.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Lead us less too far we wander. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer. Light the path below above. Lead us on to love. Thank you.
incandescent wire.
Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC.
This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow. And glimmer, swim through the sea of night. Little swimmer, thou aeronautical bow weevil. Illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparkin'. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with tail light neon. You got a cute fast pocket Mazda, which you can make both slow and faster.
I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to.
I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, put on a show worm.
Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Johnny Mercer and the Glowworm. It's last dance, slow dance time, folks. So kick back the rug, adjust the dimmer switch, assume the vertical position, because we've got the Chantels and number 15 from January of 58, Maybe. The Chantels and Maybe. Well, that does it for this edition of the Danny Finkelman Show. I'll be back next Saturday with a new show, so stay tuned. Until then, that's it, everybody.